Smoke good, but I fuck back. 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 Bitch, smoke good, but I fuck back. Smoke good, but I fuck back. Smoke good, but I fuck back. Smoke good, but I fuck better. Bitch, smoke good, fuck back. 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 Smoke good, fuck back.
I love my shit and I love and I love and I love. Tina came in here like you was her baby daddy and she was trying to get like a dub out your ass.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
She came when she was making sure there wasn't no hoes.
Nah, yeah. She came in here like I was her baby daddy and she was trying to do 2 for the 15. Fuck you talking about. We don't do that around here.
Like, ain't gonna be no fun, is it? Alright, I'm gone.
Alright, cool.
It's the Eskimo brothers.
Yeah. Bro,
and a white guy.
Who the fuck want to introduce themselves?
Honorary white guy.
Start with yourself.
To the all show.
Right, fuck it. It's Jackson, this bitch. You feel me? Looking for the racks in this bitch. Came oh, through, saw a banana peel, gave it to your bitch. She tripped on it, fell in love with me. Who next?
Nino Brown. We finna turn the damn.
Many
off.
Moons ago, Nino Brown, but it's Mr. Primetime Grind.
Niggas lacking.
Got brothers dropping the dime, I don't know.
Can't play NBA nowhere.
No. Can't play no NBA, you know. Brothers love basketball. Niggas love basketball, right. Niggas love chicken. Hey, yeah, need no punchlines.
Wait, this is what we finna do. We're gonna start all the way over, and we're gonna edit all that out.
Fuck it.
It's the Eskimo Brothers Podcast, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna start with introducing ourselves. We have...
Mike Jax. You want me to just cut off like that?
Do everything you get.
Why are you saying that like you're on punishment?
Shit. Because I felt like I was on punishment. Hey, we're doing this shit right all the way fuck over.
We're going to turn this car right back around.
Real quiet. Anyway,
God damn it, if you're not going to sing it right, you can go home.
Sing it like a torture.
Shit.
All right, third time. This is the Eskimo Brothers Podcast.
Now you got your phone again.
God damn.
And we keeping this shit.
You know what I'm saying? We have Mike Jax.
We're
going to slide over and we have Mr. Primetime Grind.
You need no punchlines.
Move a little further over. We got Chicago Open Mike.
Yeah, at Twitter. Ian motherfucking Ellis.
My man.
Cobra Commander in Chief.
What's y'all game size? Some shit like that.
You hang out with niggas. 1 week you get the AK.
Fuck on, man.
What's that Robert Downey Jr.?
He hit him with the. La.
You so stupid. Man, who else, man? Who we got?
Yo, this your boy Leroy Hitz, man. I don't stress him. I just finesse him.
You're the only one that came in with cleanest motherfucker.
I like that shit. And your name Leroy in 2017. Yeah, so I'm really fucking with that.
That's a hard thing, man.
I'm really fucking with that. You know what I'm saying? So.
What happened to that knot in the back of your neck? Oh, Leroy. Leroy put his fingers on.
You're so stupid.
I'm just saying, like, that's like the perfect mechanic name. Man.
It is, man.
Can fix the fuck out of carburetor.
You sound like the Expendables.
Nah, change tires, bro.
You change tires?
Yeah, man. That's the level of the Leroy that you knows.
Hey, man. Fuck that, man. Doing the engine, man.
Tires, man. What?
Keep a banana wrench on.
Oh, man.
I tell you what, you get the parts. Bring
it on over here. Bring it over here.
I hook you up. Hey, 250.
I know.
You know what I'm
saying? That
real shit. It's motherfucking grade A plus. The baby mama bandit, the one hit the quitter, Jackie Jr. How y'all doing?
Hiya.
Yeah, buddy.
Hiya.
It's been a good time, y'all.
I'm Toys.
Nigga.
Just Toys. BHBK. Huncho Man Bandy Savage.
Sauced him with that. Sauced him with that one. Jesus.
Too much sauce.
So we got a full house today. Word to Michelle and Danny. So we got a lot to talk about. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to kick it off here. I guess this is the week of Kendrick.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Damn. Right?
Pretty much so.
Ron, I beat your ass.
Shout out to Ron Simmons. Somebody go with that. We said, damn. I said, shout out to Ron Simmons. Google damn and Ron Simmons, and then you'll know what the fuck just happened.
Yeah.
So yes, Kendrick Week. That's all. That's my whole timeline.
Yeah, same here.
Not mine.
Same here.
Not yours. What's on your timeline?
Ratchet shit, y'all know.
Tell me about it.
Shout out to Miss Natural from last week. Shit. She just did a movie of Beauty Dior. She accomplished the shit.
Okay,
right. Major generations.
I like
all right.
that.
All right, and she keeping your wrist strong.
Man, you should see the definition of this shit. I got a vein going.
He got that throw one
a quarter through a watermelon.
Who the fuck want to get together and squeeze some apples?
Yeah, for real. Making homemade cider.
Next week, watermelon.
Thanks to this bitch.
That's what's up, man. Hey, yeah, my whole timeline is fucking Kendrick, motherfucking Lamar Duckworth, nigga.
So we got Kung Fu Kenny, right?
Yeah.
What's the other name?
Kung Fu Kenny, yeah. You got...
Fuck. Obviously, K-Dot.
K-Dot, yeah. You got a Kendrick Lamar. What's the Duckworth one?
Kendrick Lamar. Oh, you talking about... oh, shit.
It was actually dumb niggas that were saying, like, is he related to Kevin Duckworth? Like,
yeah. People...
Hey, it's shout out to Kevin Duckworth. I think he just dead. He died. Yeah.
Shout out to the dead nigga.
So, who's Kevin Duckworth?
He played for the Portland Trail Blazers.
Oh yeah, he did.
Yeah, he a dead nigga.
Because he played for the
Trailblazers. Yeah, I'm not saying that. All right.
He did.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah, that's what happened.
You might want to check on Drexler.
They shot it.
Somebody might want to check on Clyde.
We need a well-being check on the Clyde Drexler.
Yeah. Hell no.
Kevin Duckworth died around the same time.
Terry Porter.
Clyde decided to cut his hair.
Rasheed Wallace good.
Because Clyde was holding on to that shit for a little too long. As a black man that's tall, he should have been bald.
He should have
been. He didn't see who you had, MJ.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Montel Jordan. Mm-hmm. Wait. Was it Montel Jordan?
Nah.
Montel Williams.
Williams.
Yeah, Montel Williams. Yeah. You had
maybe he like
Aaron Hall.
Maybe he liked Sherman Hemsley. Maybe he was a fan of Sherman Hemsley.
He was trying to hold on to the cul-de-sac.
Exactly.
And what you got to do is you got to get off the cul-de-sac. You can't keep cul-de-sacs. But back to Kendrick Lamar.
For real.
Can somebody explain to me why he started his album with a story about a spooky witch? Like, where the fuck do you go where a woman turns to you and goes, you know what you lost, brother? Your life.
You know, black people got a long history of wizardry.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not strict
choice. Some people,
call it
it's called black magic.
Yeah, the root or root can get put on you. You know what I'm saying? If you ever...
Until you do right by me.
If you was born in the 40s and you cheated on a light-skinned woman, you was going to get the root put on you because she was Creole.
Yeah.
So that's a long story. You know, I ain't got all day to get into it. But
I had a bunch of my family.
You had a witch in your family?
Yeah, what? My auntie told me that. Like in
her name was Deborah, wasn't it?
No, wait, real quick. I don't even know.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like recently.
But my auntie told me. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like 1800 something, and some white people was like, nigga, bitch, get out of here. And she was like, your shit ain't gonna never grow. Your crops is fucked. And they shit ain't grow for like a year. And it was like, damn, they respected like a witch, but she really just pissed on them every
them
night.
Them niggas just couldn't farm.
She really did. That's the story. She came and pissed on them every night. Yeah. And the shit ain't grow.
Yeah, them niggas was just bad at farming.
That's the 1800 piss.
So, Kendrick Lamar.
Not enough water.
So, this is my problem with it. I love the album. Mm-hmm. I hate his fans. I feel like his fans are taking over for J. Cole's fans as the most irritating fans in all of rap. So, here's my thing.
What you mean?
His fans got like middle child syndrome.
Yes. Okay. They feel like
they always feel
like. Oh, you ain't talking about Kendrick?
Okay, I feel you. Okay, yeah.
But Kendrick did, you know. But look, you know what? I ain't gonna even do. Here's my biggest pet peeve right now. The album came out. Well, it came to my conscience on Saturday night. Yeah. Wait, no. On Thursday night at, what, 10 p.m. when it came to my conscience, right? Yeah. I'm listening to it. By Friday morning at 8 p.m., I had niggas telling me that this was a classic album.
Yeah,
they really did it.
The Kendrick laid hands on me.
I had
and
to.
You cured my cancer.
I had to go and fucking look up the definition to classic. Because I was like, wait, maybe classic has changed. But the definition told me that it's something that has deemed with great value over a period of time. When did the period of time become seven minutes?
Exactly.
I feel you about that.
That's a semicolon. That ain't no period of time.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's the psychological.
Do you remember the time?
It's like niggas listen to track one.
Shit, dop, dop.
That's it.
Dop. Yeah. Dop, dop.
Yeah. I feel like niggas didn't get to Humble before they said, this is a classic.
Right.
Yeah. Y'all
what's Humble like? Track eight?
I think so.
Y'all want to say what everybody thought about the shit.
Yeah. I mean, y'all can say what y'all feel. That's what I feel. It's a dope piece of work. but I'm sick of you niggas.
I think it's a solid four. I mean, I really like Kendrick.
We say it's solid four.
Not, the hardest for him. Bro. It's I'm curious to hear what you want to say.
New news to see that I'm liking Kendrick. Mm. But I think it's just a four-mic album. I think it's solid. Mm-hmm. His other albums is doper than the Kendrick. It's just people just think that Kendrick is Jesus and can walk on like water and shit. Right.
What would you have to do to get fired from you? Because you was, I just listened to the episode of the day.
Who is fired?
You was riding single? For Kendrick.
I mean,
so, Good Kid, Mad City was
you got to, exactly, Good Kid, Mad City is fired because it changed the game. Like, it was a shift. And topic matter, it was a lot of variety. Storytelling was raw. Lyrics was raw. Beats were raw.
We just haven't seen that.
And it wasn't no laws in the album. Sometimes you get laws in the album. I think with the new Kendrick album, especially the beginning of the album, it seemed like he was warming up. But you got really dope tracks. Like, you got the Fear track where he talk about getting whoopings, you know, and shit. Like, man, black folks get whoopings. Everybody know that. Your mama beat you.
My name is G-Roy. You know, my mama beat me. I got beat with bricks, nigga. Don't bring that switch back in here. Go get that brick.
Mama, no. Damn. You know, shout out to Penny off a good time.
Don't come back till you change that engine.
I do tires. I tell you, woman. I do tires.
Some air in the tire.
Hey, that's a Leroy is a mechanic's name joke. I don't want y'all out there in podcast land to miss this fire that Ian's throwing over here because he in the corner. He said, go and fix that engine, not go get hit with a brick because Leroy is a mechanic's name. So I just want y'all to understand everything that's going on here. Okay, back to you, Nino. Back to you, Nino.
My fault. Shout out to all the mechanics risking their lives for like $15.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not like 25. I ain't gonna
lie. Shout out every nigga with the dirtiest fingernails that you've ever seen. Eating a two-piece.
Ass motherfucker. And wiping their hands on their wife beater.
Like, that's gonna clean it. Bro, there's a bathroom right there, my brother. You can go wash white, that. Bro. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
how are you eating a chicken meal with these grimy fingernails? You can't be getting no pussy.
Like, somebody, he needs some hand sanitizer. But no, I mean, you got other albums. Like, you got the Joey Badass album. And I think you got like other different artists is doing their thing, but people look at Kendrick, and since Kendrick always says I'm better than rapping, and kind of give you controversy, and the way he dropped Humble really with the subtle Big Sean disses, and then the Heart Part 4 where he had the subtle Big Sean disses, it kind of bore everybody to this craze. And I think what Choice is saying is, like, nowadays everybody gotta have a hot take, this is the greatest or this is the worst thing ever, without giving it time to build.
Let it cook,
give it a slow burn.
Cause when people say classic, they mean timeless. You know what I'm saying? That means the shit finna bump for forever.
The shit is poultry. You gotta let that shit cook.
It's like some of this shit. But some of this shit is like, it's just like, okay, it's reheated. You know what I mean? It's like, okay,
Don't be reheating my chicken.
To me, as far as this is, as far as how this album sits with me, and I need to listen to it some more because it's new as hell. Yeah. It's new as hell.
Exactly.
So what I say is, I'm not gonna say it's classic. I'm not gonna say it's this is that. It's just, it's Kendrick.
It's dope.
You know what I'm saying? And it's at the moment.
It's dope.
It's a good album, but let me fucking enjoy it before I call it some classic shit.
Give me 3 or 6 months, because some albums don't age well.
Some albums really don't age well.
Like, if you listen to Magna Carta, Holy Grail, it's a snore.
Yeah.
But you know
fucking
what?
Fucking Blueprint 3 was a snore.
I like Blueprint 3.
I think it was a snore.
Now, let me tell you something, Kendrick fans. I do understand that classics are in the eye of the beholder, right? The Young Guns first album is a classic to me.
That shit was cold.
That shit was hard, and I still can listen to it right now. Now, a lot of people ain't fuck with it like that, but so I will say that something can be a classic.
Girls, they love us.
That's what happened. Niggas can't think of their good old days without doing whatever dance was popular in their good old days. So y'all didn't see the Harlem Shake that just happened, okay? But I want you to feel it through my words.
Fix their little makeup.
Niggas is about to go buy some Rockaway right now.
I like how y'all got it in harmony.
Niggas is on the way to Foreman Mills and is about to get some the Rockaway with the cursive on the back right now.
I'm here living your shit.
But I'm just saying, like, that for me, that was a classic album. But it took me years to realize that that's a classic to me. So a classic can always be in the eye of the beholder. So I'm not going to take that from y'all.
But you do have instant Hall of Famers. Like, it's almost like the Hall of Famer debate. It's like, you got the instant Hall of Famer, and then you got the after time if you look at a certain way. Or was good. Like, man, mm-hmm. that shit kind of looks good.
I'm not going to lie.
If you squint your eyes a little bit, like, if you turn, if you dim it a little bit, you know, once the club lights come back on, you be like, hell
yeah,
no.
What you think, bro?
You know.
Here's the thing about Kendrick fans. And I think a lot of them are white.
And I think the fan base still got that strange music.
It's the fan base you might be addressing is, when did it become cool to be a dick rider? Like, they're racing to get on the dick. They're like, classic. And I haven't got, now 3 tracks in, you're like, instantly, I want to be the first one on Twitter.
Yeah. Let me put these 6 fire emojis up.
But you're on the fan base, though. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Why Silver Surfer on the dick.
Yes, we know you love it.
Yeah, you own
it's
it.
It's your avi. I know that you think it's dope. Why do you have to try to tell me?
Yeah.
But that's where streaming is a problem. Yeah. Because now it's all about whose fan base is the loudest.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
before you could buy multiple albums, but now it's like you can't stream multiple albums at the same time.
Hey, when we were shorties, you came up with some money, you might have went and bought 3-4 albums that week. But there was a lot of albums getting put out in the 90s. We came up in the best era, but
so now who has the most stands really rates who's the dopest in rap.
You right?
Yeah. What you saying?
And that's where I was having a debate with Drake a couple weeks ago, because like you got a lot of like 10-year-olds like in your music, does that equate? To having 25-year-olds that ain't got time or ain't got internet connection. They might not have bandwidth.
I just want the record to show I'm a 32-year-old Drake fan.
All right, Drake.
Okay, what were you saying?
I was saying, like, you were saying about...
What's up?
You got an OVO trap stamp.
I do have the OVO player.
Choice has an L on the nape of his ass.
No, it's underneath the beard. You look, just part it. And...
Hey, that's true, though. How did you guys...
Right with the balls.
Hey, but... Right with a ball?
Whoa, yeah.
What balls?
Drake, I said this shit on the podcast, how you did rated Drake's album with his dick in your mouth.
Oh.
I got a good memory.
Okay.
But like,
okay. Hey, look. Just because he make music for niggas who get pussy, ain't gonna make y'all disrespect
like
my pussy getting.
Okay.
Okay. But then you should like Drake.
I like Drake.
Where's your Al tattoo?
I like Drake.
Shut it
it's
down.
On my thigh.
Shut it down.
But Joe, like I was saying, how you said the Young Guns album classic to you?
Yes.
This Kendrick album, I feel like the music, one of the big things that makes the shit like your shit is your life you live to it. Any song I got some great head to, that shit is a classic.
Yeah.
So this Kendrick album, I listen one time, it's a good song, but once I pick up a bitch to it, it might become a better album to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, you gotta live. It's
May
great.
I suggest you play Lust?
And at the same time, it's like...
Sound like
it's,
my... Go ahead.
No, I'm saying at the same time, it brings back the topic of saying that the shit has to grow to be classic.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you got to live to it. Life is time. So, you got to, you know what I'm saying?
You got to let the nuts hang.
Exactly.
You got to let the nuts hang.
I ain't got to talk about penises and shit.
Because we're a room full of nuts.
You got to let the nuts hang and be classic. Hey, guys.
All right.
Hold on, can I say?
Go ahead.
What's up, bro? Yeah,
no, y'all all good. Like, I haven't heard the album, but just listening to what y'all talking about, you know, I'm big on music, but I think we gotta change up the word game. Like, classic. Let's not have it represent that. Like, dope is dope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
let's have it represent something else. Yeah. We know y'all on the bandwagon, and it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an album, especially for the artist. I'm a comedian. I'm a professional comedian. It's
true.
It's like a piece of artwork, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Whatever they going through, like, what's the name of the album? What's
damn,
the title?
Damn.
Okay, so I can see the evolution.
That's an Leroy reference.
That's that Leroy reference.
Shout out to all the bald bitches.
Damn.
Shout out to every bitch that look like David Ortiz.
Can I deduct these bucks?
Shout out to that clean up hidden bitch out here. All right. Anybody else got anything to say about this?
They were talking about he might release another album just like Future did with like Future Hendrix.
Yeah.
What do you think of this, like, release 2 albums a couple of weeks apart versus a double album? Or is the whole game just turning to like, you don't even put out an album, you just leak shit throughout the year?
I think that's streaming that did this.
Yeah.
Because now it's
so instant.
Since you're getting so much money from the stream,
yeah.
if you put something out, you know people are going to go and listen to
it's hitting
a whole bunch
right
of people going to go listen to it. So that's just some more bread that you can just line your pocket with. Instead of putting out a double album, they hit it all at once. Let me break this out 2 weeks. Now, they have said that this Kendrick is not dropping. What happened is the guy who said, what if I told you that this was whatever he said. Sorry, anybody. Go yeah, Google whatever the
like,
fuck he said.
He's like a fake ass Morpheus.
Track. I don't know what he said.
He said that.
He was doing some Morpheus shit. Like,
yeah, he said what happened is that.
In they, the world.
what they put out just was missing interludes. So okay. The physical copy and I guess what's going to be in these app stores in the next few weeks is going to have interludes and shit. So it's not going to be another project.
So if I get like the tape version.
Extra shit. It's like another director's cut basically.
Yeah, if I get the tape version and I can't put that they in didn't put in it for this one that they dropped on Friday.
Okay.
So.
Because right. I didn't even see that tweet. I just.
They got some more answering machine with his mama on it. Exactly. Find out what happened to that pizza.
But I guess we. Kendrick probably going to take over this number one spot this week. Oh, yeah. From Drake, he killed it. Aaron Hernandez didn't. So I don't know what much we can say about this. Aaron Hernandez was in for the double murder. He already doing life on a murder. He beat the double murder case.
But
shout out to all them ballers that's murking bitches.
Man, Aaron, he got 4 years.
Who you got? Ray Carew.
Yeah, all murder team. Man, OJ.
OJ's in there.
OJ, he's on the all murder team.
Head coach. Head player coach.
Okay, yeah, he's player coach. Okay.
But he used to play for the Ray Bulls. Brian
Williams?
Was it Brian Williams?
He dead, though.
Yeah, but he.
Oh, we're saying the baller killers? Okay, we're going to go multi sport.
Yes.
Okay.
Jason Williams.
Yes. He.
Yo, yeah, definitely.
Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis, he's on the team. He's on the team.
Please, he watching again.
Yes.
I don't know if he he's playing in the
game. He's the coordinator.
He was there for the practice.
He's the coordinator. He's directing traffic.
We definitely can
he
say
ain't
that.
Shooting nobody, but he directing traffic.
You talking about Ray Lewis?
Yes.
Because he got away with that shit. He liked to write down the end of the gym.
Trinnington.
Who?
Yeah, I go with it.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Did the drive by.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what happened.
Murder is funny.
The nigga, as an NBA player, pulled up to the club with the gun hanging out the window in his hometown. My nigga,
like Wayne,
you're the basketball player in your hometown.
Superstar.
Everybody knows you.
They know the car. They
so he's showing the pistol off, did a drive-by, killed somebody. Let's just say he's also the same nigga who brought the guns to the locker room with Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah, right.
Okay. When that happened.
Yeah.
This was like right a couple years after that.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
So yeah, he's definitely starting.
That so
and don't forget Peyton and Manning's boy.
Who?
Texaco.
Oh yeah.
Texaco.
Isaac Bruce. No.
I'm not talking about Isaac Bruce.
Isaac Bruce killed the nigga though, didn't he?
No, I'm talking about the dude 88. It was on Indianapolis.
I really didn't know this. Oh yeah, NFL that
he was quiet. Dude, right? No, the black dude. Oh,
no, not Isaac Bruce. That's what you're right. Marvin Harrison.
Harrison.
I don't know why I say Isaac Bruce. Like I ain't fucking watch football.
He murked the motherfucker
in Philly.
He murked the motherfucker and ain't nobody said shit.
Nope. I was gonna say I don't even know nothing about this.
Yeah. And you ain't supposed to. we all in danger for talking about this.
Hey, you know what? Matter of fact,
Marvin, you good? By me, nigga. I ain't said shit.
We gonna stop this topic here because I feel like we snitched.
My name is Leroy.
I'll fix your car.
Okay, so hey, matter of fact, moving right along. I love Jesus, so I ain't got nothing to do with anything that had anything to do with these last 5 minutes. That wasn't even my voice. Okay, I'm nervous all of a sudden that we talk about these
about
alleged murders.
What about Aaron Hernandez?
Yeah, huh?
Yeah,
he beat the case.
Yeah. But I was saying he still got 4 years for the gun plus life. So
no, he's not getting out.
No, but I'm saying I'm saying when he died, he still got to do 4 years. He's gonna be haunting that bitch like,
bitch, I knew Tom Brady. Bitch, I bust my gun. You don't know me.
So then he get to go to hell. But what's the next topic, though?
I heard that he about to start fucking with the lady who killed Selena.
I can believe it.
And that was just they Mexicans.
She is putting two men to the boss.
No, they just Mexicans and they killed somebody and they in jail.
Mexican rough.
A lot of them.
Shout out to Salvador Brigante. RIP.
Luis turned up.
You know he died.
Yeah, he did.
His long ass TV show. Alright,
speaking of motherfuckers getting killed and shit, Trump is bombing a whole lot of motherfuckers.
Hold on.
You know, he getting
dropping bombs over Baghdad.
And that song need to play right now.
You know.
Shit.
Trump is the HNIC right now.
Don't ever give him the N.
Yeah, please don't give him the N.
Okay. Now he don't deserve it. He don't get it.
He's the H-O.
Okay, he the H-O.
Yeah, orange and charge.
Okay, H-O.
Orange head chopped. But Loki, he's like turning into Bishop. Like, remember when Bishop got the 38 on Juice? And like, as soon as he got that motherfucker, everybody got shot. And it's like, Siri, it was right or miss. Like, he had to test his bank out, you know.
But, my man, it done got way deeper than fucking.
Oh, it's.
Yeah. All right, so, so we were Syria last week.
Mm-hmm.
This week he dropped the biggest goddamn bomb.
The mother.
He dropped the bomb like his dick little. He went and found the biggest goddamn bomb you could drop on a motherfucker.
Yeah.
What is the name of the Moab? The mother of all bombs.
The mother of all bombs.
That's really what they call it.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's what it is.
Moab.
Yeah, okay, M-O-A-B.
That's that shit that nigga used to have with the cowboy.
Oh, yeah, that's
no.
So they dropped a big 21,000-pound bomb.
Fuck.
It killed 33 ISIS members.
Yes.
How you
a bomb biggest 10 cars?
It killed 33 ISIS members, orange seller, goddamn 14 kids, goddamn three baby mamas. There's a lot of people that didn't, somebody's grandma. What's the
in a local bodega.
What's the Afghanistan version of an abuela?
The
grandma?
What's the Afghanistan version of a grandma? We're gonna find that out. Hey, anybody, if you wanna reach out to us and find out what the Afghan version of a grandma is, you can send that to Mike Jax.
Yes.
Okay.
ISIS tweeting the fuck out of me.
Okay, that's not what's gonna happen. I don't wanna cut this segment as short as that Aaron Hernandez segment. But
yeah, man, if there's a bunch of squiggly lines in your message, don't tag
We're
me.
We're making a lot of
talking about, bro.
I can't read that shit.
Try to turn. I'm not even gonna put it in the Google Translate. Just don't make me walk away.
So yeah, man. So so we got the static with Afghanistan, right? We killed a whole bunch of ISIS members. I'm sure we killed a whole bunch of other people too.
Yeah, right.
Then we tell North Korea, uh-huh, hey, fall back. Yes. Like we don't know they crazy.
Yeah,
you don't poke at the motherfucker you know crazy.
Yeah.
That's
Donald
true.
Trump is usually stay away true. From the person you know crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now, Donald Trump is like, do we have a problem?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it again.
Yeah. All right, so guess
what? But North Korea, they crazy, because that's another like little dick motherfucker.
Like
I would not want that little PUBG,
I do Pokemon
motherfucker angry at me.
But that's perfect, because he's like Charlie Brown with like getting that fucking missile up. It's just like, missed it again.
Exactly.
I just don't like how he's moving now, because he got that type of like that confidence that white people have when they see the cops up the street.
Boy.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He'll talk big shit now, like, you know, I'll send some bombs or whatever because the Secret Service does. Like, I think just him and Kim Jong should fight. Anybody
one
got
on
beef,
one?
Him like, decide like they should box.
Brown
and,
I think Kim Jong can win.
I think
I think Kim Jong can win.
Okay, then he got to shut the fuck up, because he ain't my president, know it. But, you know, just like
he's going to hit him with like the bicycle kick,
let
like Liu Kang.
That's what he needs.
He's spinning in the air for a minute.
That'll get him to shut the fuck up. But when you can sit behind goons and push buttons and sit and blow shit up,
right?
He going
to
do that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I think he need to get smacked. Like a old school, like you just pick up some dirt and just bring it back and just
get
slap
some baby powder.
Yeah.
Powder? That's what Kim here for.
Who?
Yeah. Kim Jong-un?
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
That's it?
Kim Jong-un.
Okay.
Oh, is it
I'll need it.
He sound like a Mortal Kombat character. Like, man, I'll whoop his ass on that shit.
I got him.
Man. Let me put this out there. My idea for foreign policy is we should just take over North Korea and then sell that shit to China. And that's...
we'll get out of debt.
That $6 billion we own, we're going to have a quality of life where, like, if you don't meet it, we're just going to sell you
off. So here's the thing.
So Michigan, you're on notice.
That kind of sounds like slavery.
It does.
That was spoken like a true white man.
Yeah.
He knew the counselors up the street. Yeah.
White people love them some slavery.
So here's the deal with that. We can't even fuck with them because they got that button they can press that can take off all of...
Yes.
Everything from Orlando to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And I like New York. So I can't really as black people, when they take Atlanta away due to a nuclear strike, what will we have?
That's fucked.
We need the Mecca.
Chicago will come up. Well, Texas.
All of the stripper booties will be dead.
Yeah.
Okay,
zombies.
And that's not what I want.
I let you disrespect Lonnie Pop like that.
Hey, what you not gonna do, King Jong-un, is take away Ghetto Barbie. That's what you're not going to do.
Well, she was a zombie, bro.
America.
Okay.
America.
Now, let me just... we're going to get right back in this because Ian is about to cook.
America,
but I would just happen to be going through my Instagram. And I know, Ian, you like when we do the Instagram shout-outs.
Hell yeah.
So I want y'all to pause for the calls and follow, because this shit is funny as hell to me. Somali Big Booty.
What?
So listen. there's this these Muslim girls with their full hijab on, but taking pictures with their ass poked out, and they be twerking and shit. I know if they daddy ever see these, it's gonna be a whole bunch of dead bitches. So I'm just gonna show y'all why we here.
Oh, yeah,
look at this.
No the fuck.
Oh man, brilliant. She twerking for Allah.
Yes. She done took her shit off.
Yeah,
you know what bro. Saying?
She jihadi jiggler.
Nigga, you ain't got
20
years.
So
her ISIS is the nicest.
So look at this.
Is that a bomb in your shoe?
Okay.
So it's a yeah.
For any
I don't know how I became following these young ladies, but they doing their shit.
I'm gonna follow them too.
For any slow people listening, Twitch just found an Instagram page full of big booty twerking Muslim bitches. This is so ridiculous. How do you come up with this shit?
Look, I told you, man. I got a A&R staff over at Crew Thick Records that scours the internet.
Just googling,
and they found all of the greatest things.
You can find it
and send it to me. You know what? Hey, look. You know why you didn't know you could find that? Because you got to put a team together.
Okay.
If you put a team together, that's gonna go out and get the information that you need, bring it back, let you comb through it. Put some in the A column, some in the B column, and then that's how you win championships.
Okay, I'm going to get my yankers on that.
So,
if you're in Trayton College Leroy. Freestyling in the motherfucking cafeteria, go Google Gray some cool shit. I need that.
But Ian, you was about to cook.
I was saying, North Korea. I don't think they got that shit. They don't look like they have like a fucking pair of scissors to cut hair.
Oh, no, they got that shit.
I'm supposed to...
they just did a whole parade of weapons yesterday.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they showed it off.
Now, some of the weapons just got painted. They was old weapons, and they put new paint on it.
They're an arts and crafts country. That's all they have.
Stupid.
Hey, look,
they do be having festivals about bombing motherfuckers.
But I'm just going to say, they about that life, bro. They about that life. I don't want
to push them. I don't want to be racist.
Shout out to Dennis Rodman.
Do y'all fuck with Koreans? Like,
I don't know Koreans.
Do you know any nice Koreans? Wait. I don't think I ever met any nice Koreans.
I'm not going to let you lie to me like you can tell a Korean from a Chinese person just off the bat.
Honestly,
I'm not being racist.
Get you a team together. Get you a team together. You'll be able to tell Koreans from Philippines to Chinese to Japanese. Masses. I'm trying to tell you what Asia's got cooking.
We're in the woods right now. So you going to tell me you can go on John's Beauty Supply and tell me if that motherfucker is Chinese or Korean?
Let's go.
You a liar.
Yeah, I Let's think go. So.
Fucking liar.
I think
you got to ask. Cause I got we a niggas, team. We don't know shit about that. You
I got
don't
a
know
team.
If you Nigerian or Umbutian or whatever the fuck this shit is.
I don't know what that is.
Exactly. We some niggas we don't know. Korean people, they know you got to ask. I'm just like my Mexican homie. He could be Puerto Rican.
Put a team together.
Kim Jong-un, I ain't say this shit.
Right.
Here's how unlikable Asians are. Even the doctors can't get off a plane the right way.
Yes. Whoa, segue.
That was great.
All right, so we gonna we gonna get into Dr. David Dowd. Korea, keep that shit over there. That's all I'm saying. So Dr. David Dowd, this is my thoughts. I'm gonna let y'all give y'all thoughts on that situation. I'm gonna give you my thoughts because I think I might be a little left because I got a team. So, what did y'all think about the United Airlines situation? I'm sure everybody here has seen all the memes.
Yeah.
Everybody listening has seen all the memes. You've shared them. You saw the one with Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair bloody that said, "We ain't flying United no more, brother." That's my favorite. But what do y'all think about that situation?
I think it was hilarious. Just imagine you sitting on the plane about to eat your peanuts, get you some water. And then the stewardess comes and says, "Sir, I need you to see it up." You like, hell no, bitch, I ain't going nowhere.
Ticket right here.
I paid for this ticket. Pay for this dick. And then they bring out two motherfuckers. One of them cross-eyed. One of them got a big-ass forearm. Look like he jagged off. Yeah. And they come and rip you out your seat. Imagine the horror that my man was dealing with. Imagine the emotional strife. I would have to sue for about $2.5 billion. I'm gonna say every part of my body is hurt. My neck, my back.
Which is what he did.
Well, we have pictures. Yeah.
And he was yelling like help, and ain't nobody help him. It was just one white lady. He was like, "What are you doing?"
I'm gonna tell you why they didn't help him.
I heard one person in the background saying, "World star."
Go ahead.
What he was saying is, "I want to go home. I want to go home." Which is Oh, shit.
No, we good.
That's what not black people do when they're accosted by the police for the first time. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so unbelievable to them. They're like, I just want to go home. This isn't real, right? Just let me go home.
I wish I was home.
That was his first black moment.
Yeah.
And it to was. Add to the blackness of it, they even added, shout out to United treating him like a nigga and made a whole smear campaign how he was like a pedophile in like 1985.
Sucking dick for pills.
Okay, wait.
Damn.
You got something, Leroy.
They had nothing to do with him getting pulled out his seat.
Honestly, man, that whole thing, just my opinion on it, man, that's what we go through every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nothing new. Thing that killed me, man, we got everybody taping the shit, but ain't nobody saying nothing. That's the thing that blow me. If it wasn't an Asian man, it's usually us. Man, say something. We outnumber them, man. It just take one person, man. Hey, man, don't do them like that.
I disagree, and I'm going to tell you why when it's my turn.
Oh, yeah.
Niggas don't know.
What you get?
Oh, about the
don't
shit.
Show.
I mean, I feel like.
Don't care what happened on United, nigga.
I feel like the shit, like.
You need a little fire.
The shit was bad, but. Like, as a nigga who's had unpleasant interactions with the cops, I've seen worse. Yes. On top of the fact that, like you said, he finna get some trillions off that shit. Like,
yes.
He gonna get, like, the niggas lost how much?
That airline off
800,
of him.
800 million, but it's been different reports.
So they lost damn near a billion in stock and shit off this shit. He gonna get broke off too
I'm hearing
being slightly inconvenienced.
I'm hearing like 10 million.
Because he got and he fought them niggas. He just laid down and they drug his ass. Like, no. He just laid down fat as hell.
See, that's not what happened.
He hit his head on the shit. That's okay. Him, but yeah. he didn't fight. He just kind of laid down and drug him. It's like
so he
was unconscious though.
Here it goes.
Wait, real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
My bad. But the shit that, like, how they approached me, like, sir, can you please get off? Can I tell you the first interaction I had with the cops where they wanted me to leave someplace? You know what he said to me?
What?
I was 15 years old. That nigga said, move before I kick your fucking teeth in.
He was serious.
In Maywood. That's what that nigga said that. But on the plane, he's like, sir, please, sir, get your ass up. Please, sir, thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Like, and then he gets millions.
He's gonna give his badge number next.
You goddamn right.
What's up with some boy and Ronaldo?
Some sons of bitches.
Hey,
badge number 722.
Hey, America. So here's the deal with this shit. This is why he deserved to get his motherfucking ass whooped. So once I got the facts of the situation, which they not trying to give you the facts of the situation, I also feel like this United shit is to distract us from all this fucking bombs and shit that's getting dropped everywhere, and this precipice of World War III that we on.
Mm-hmm.
Like the word,
yeah.
precipice. The nigga. So what happened is they oversold the flight, which United always do, and they was like, all right, some people got to get up, so that we can have the workers fly so they can go to work. I get that. So. What happened is, when they oversell a flight, I thought they picked it by, they picked, made people get up based on who was the last people that bought the tickets. Right. But what they actually do is they take the last people that bought the tickets and they randomize it, and then it pops out names who got to get off, right? His wife got up and left, right? He got up and left. What we see of him getting his ass whooped was after, he ran back on the plane.
I saw that.
And then sat down.
Yeah.
That's when they beat the fuck off of him. Because he got up and left. They trying to leave. He going to run, do this trot with his hands in the air. Yeah.
Kill me.
Looking real Asian Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was, though.
With the hands in the air. Now, he came back on the plane, sat down. Before I had to put his seatbelt on. They like, man, you got to get up. No, I ain't getting up. I got to go to work. No, man, you got to get up. No, man, I ain't getting up. I got to work. Man, get the fuck up. Right? So that's when he got his shit fucked up. Now, that's his fault. You should have took your motherfucking ass and sat down. Now, they be offering niggas $800 and goddamn a free flight, a hotel for the next day.
Hotel,
all types of shit.
This white lady just got 11 stacks.
Now, as soon as they tell me, you know, man, you got to go. And they offer me the 10 bands or whatever, plus a hotel seat. I'm calling work like, hey, I ain't gonna be in tomorrow. I just made $10,000 and got a free hotel because this flight is overbooked. I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
He a doctor. What are you gonna do? Get fired?
Here's
what you doing, David Dowd. You fucked up. Now, you're gonna get broke off right now.
You could've hit the strip club.
Now, the funniest shit he did is when we talk about the black side of you coming out, because this whole world comes from Africa. So the East African part of David Dowd showed up. When they asked him the next day what hurt, and he said everything. Because in his mind, he was like, I'm about to cash out on these bitches. I'm about to move back to the motherland.
Mm-hmm.
He said everything hurt.
Yeah, his motherland is somewhere in Asia.
On my next bike and ass.
Drew Sam is everything hurt. He got two missing teeth. Yep. But that's your fault. Yep.
My ass, ankles, and face.
To me, like, real talk. Let's be honest, right? And it's
and Harry's balls and chest.
None of us in here are rich. Yeah. We all regular people. Yeah. We all pay for our flights the best way we can. If you one, you ready to go. Mm-hmm. They got this nigga to leave. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This nigga runs back on the plane. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can look inside of every one of y'all. So y'all was glad he got his ass with him. You sit on that plane, I'm like, that's what his motherfucking ass get. That's
one thing that we missing. Hold on. You're missing the vital part.
Yes.
Why he got back on that plane.
Why?
It's his wife's fault. This bitch said some crazy shit to him, and he was like, you know what, bitch, I fucked your sister. Yeah. And then he ran back in that goddamn plane. And now he's going to the motherland because he got to shake this bitch loose because now she's mad. She knows what he did. Mm-hmm. I blame this bitch.
Nigga ran out like trying to get to fucking
trying to get to Kansas City. Ain't nobody been this excited to go to Kansas City ever.
They're trying to get to Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Ohio sucks.
I got a question.
He should have got his monkey ass on a mega bus. He would have been there the same day. He might have had eight stops, but he would have been there for work in the morning. Right. So Dr. David Dow, you gonna get broke off, but you deserve that ass whooping.
But how did he get back on? He don't even look like a fast runner. Like, no. How did he shake?
Because
like, we would have been hemmed up, bro.
No, what happened is he walked off and they thought he was cool.
He didn't have a good time at the combine.
So he walked off and they thought he was cool, right? Uh-huh. They didn't have when he first got off, it wasn't the air marshals that took him off the plane. The air marshals came once he ran back in there. So he walked out, and then, you know, they got that little aisle thing that connect the plane to the airport.
Yeah.
He gingerly jogged up that motherfucker.
Gingerly.
The airport was like a double Dutch game.
So,
right?
The funniest shit in the world is when when this nigga said, and then, I know y'all can't see this in podcast land, but I want y'all to visualize JJ's paintings on Good Times. This nigga had his hands up with his lips poked out. He was lucky he had them. So, hey, look.
When he
made that squeal, his arms went up. I thought, he getting paid. Yeah. that squeal and the arms
I just
like
got
that.
The money screen.
Yeah.
I'm getting paid on this one.
That's why I think the shit wasn't that bad. Like, when the blood came, he was milking it because he knew he was finna get paid.
Yeah, right.
So that's like an extra
But the CEO was like, we ain't paying shit at first.
Before
social media backlash, he was like, I ain't doing shit.
No, he sucked dick for pills. That means he showed up to court scratching like, oh my, you know, you about to get some money today.
Yeah. Damn, that's kind of awkward.
Yeah, fuck that nigga though.
Speaking of motherfuckers that losing money,
yeah.
What about Bill O'Reilly?
That's where I was going.
Oh yeah, man, Bill, he fucked up. What was the senator lady that he disrespected?
The black lady,
Maxine Waters.
Shout out to Maxine. He did that shit, and it's costing him hella bread. Like, he done lost hella sponsors. And then it comes out, this motherfucker.
Wait, say what happened, because somebody that don't pay attention to shit gonna think that he losing money because he dissed Maxine Waters.
He kind of did, but it's kind of coming from that. He called Maxine Waters James Brown, and then she fired on his ass on all types of media, which caused him to lose sponsors because she raised shit about the allegations of his sexual harassment shit.
No, he got a new sexual harassment allegation, though.
He got a brand new one?
Yes, because some lady is all over TV right now talking about what happened.
I didn't even know about that.
And then they brought up the $15 million that he spent on other people.
That's the shit I was
in the
talking
past.
About.
But there's a new lady who went on Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC, and she went on CNN as well with her lawyer talking about the sexual harassment that she dealt with out of Bill O'Reilly.
You know why I don't believe him?
Why you don't believe her?
Yeah, because like any young, you know, Caucasian woman, how could you look at Bill O'Reilly and not want to dip? Look at Bill O'Reilly. That chiseled old ass nigga. You ain't Bill O'Reilly, really? That putty chin? You a fucking pinhead if you don't want Bill O'Reilly. That's crazy. You don't want that geezer cock? That's a gilf if I ever seen one.
Y'all gotta let all that gay shit he just said cook. I wanted everybody to hear that. I didn't want no laughs to drown out. Because he was just going to levels.
That's why the laughs were happening.
Insertion.
I said a lady.
Huh?
I said a lady.
Yeah, but you was asking us that we had to feel that way.
No, I'm saying it's Bill O'Reilly, dude. Come on.
Say it again.
It's Bill O'Reilly. You know Bill got these hoes.
Okay. He has a team. Hey, Jax, I'm going to ask you.
That's why I stay out of it.
Wait, I'm going to ask you to splice in this excerpt from Bill O'Reilly's book where he details how he gave a bitch the pipe.
That's funny. He's a professional creep. Like, he was writing about raping bitches. Like, these are his fantasies, but then he gets up there and he's like, nah.
He was like, and I satisfied her.
Oh, he did the OJ.
Did he have a smoking jacket on?
No,
he
probably
did. Pipe?
He probably did. About this shit? Yeah, yeah, but I'm fucking around though, but for real though.
No, he's serious.
Nigga, fuck you.
You just
but
serious.
He spent $15 million on these sex suits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How much pussy could you get for $15 million? Like, if you had that for hotels,
break it down.
Remy. I mean, okay. Room
itemize
the,
it.
The rig was $80 an hour. 4 hours. That's easy. What's that? 160? 320? 320?
Go ahead.
You threw me off with the looting, nigga. Yeah. But no, for 15 million, you could easily hit like a billion hoes. What's that, like 1,500 a bit? It's easy. Yeah. You do the shit, man.
You've done this math, and I appreciate it.
I thought y'all was going to jump in.
I just think to tie it all together, I think the Maxine Waters. Not Maxine Waters.
You wouldn't say Maxine Shaw, did you?
Maxine Shaw attorney didn't walk long. But no, the whole Maxine Waters situation kind of reminded me of Hannibal Buress exposing Big Bill.
Exactly.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, fuck that.
Bill was his Bill Cosby moment. That took all of Bill O'Reilly's endorsement money because now he don't have no endorsements. He don't have no sponsors for a show. And now he just sitting down. Low-key, ain't doing shit.
I ain't even Peeper Troy's dear right there playing the Luda. That's why I like this shit, because Bill cost Luda what? How many millions with the Pepsi, shit?
Payback's a motherfucker, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Pepsi breaking the races together.
So what Bill O'Reilly did was take Ludacris out of Pepsi commercials, put him in Ja Rule's place in Too Fast, Too Furious. They tried to put Bow Wow in there for a second. Didn't work.
Couldn't work at all.
Ludacris been cashing checks ever since.
Yeah.
And now he got a new record out with the Thong song. Yeah. Did y'all see Cisco do the LeBron song out of the Thong song? Okay, pause.
No, nigga.
I want y'all to Google or go to YouTube, type in Cisco, Colin Cowherd, LeBron. You will find a NBA playoff song done to the Thong song. The best shit I've seen all week. Outside of Dr. David Dow when he was like, these are 1A and 1B on my shit. This nigga sounded like Tatanka. Pause.
Whoa.
What I need y'all to do is go to YouTube and type in Tatanka's theme song. Okay? You are going to hear a Native American yell that will put you right in the mind of the Asian man who was getting pulled off the plane. I pray to God that they can find Air Marshal strong enough to pull me off a plane. Because I'm cashing all that shit to the bank. I'm going to be helping them. I'm going to get on the plane next time I get on the plane with 2 rollerblades on my back. Just to help these niggas when I fall out so they can pull me off the plane. Because I need some of this bread. I got student loans, IRS, child support. There's a lot going on.
But you black. They going to give you like $1,700.
Yeah.
No. I get Tavis Smiley.
There you go.
The little the dude with the cold. The dude with the cul-de-sac, Roland Martin.
Yeah.
Once I get all them on my team, you know what I'm saying?
TDX.
The list is it throws
that might
off,
get you
up
3,500.
Huh?
That might get you up 3,500.
And I gotta pay them niggas.
Yeah. So you energy player.
Now speaking of the ratchetness of Fast and the Furious alumni, since you're our resident ratchet connoisseur, Gray. Yes, you are. That's what I tied into.
That 4 minute of Bill O'Reilly did get you that title.
But now,
now
I want to know about the cast member Tyrese's recent statements, where he basically said, "Stop being hoes, stop being skeezers, hold out, ladies, for marriage." What do you think about that?
You can't tell the truth.
May all
the women listen to what you about to say.
Okay, my nigga, can I say thank you for being the person to ask me this? Because I can say how full of shit Tyrese is. Because one Nino Punchlines opened up for Tyrese.
Hey.
And that nigga was late to stage.
Wait, when was it? Sweet Lady Time? Or
but that was when he was doing that whack ass black tie.
Wait, this is a...
That was whack Tyrese.
Wait, this is Chinky Time. Like, every time I'm trying to leave, something keep coming.
Probably late because he was chasing something right around here.
Wasn't
going to marry.
No, I'm saying him and Chingy was in the show together. I'm saying this, two pieces of shit. Let me say this though.
This is Chingy time.
These niggas was performing and they were supposed to do like 10 minutes.
You got like I was on stage with Chingy.
They let you get an extra 5 and they like, why? They like, Tyrese ain't ready yet. You like, why? Oh, he backstage fucking these hoes. And then what he said?
Snitching is just at all time out of this.
Nigga, that's 13 years ago.
You gonna make me go Charlie Murphy true God E Hollywood damn. Stories on this.
Okay, bitch. Episode 6, the first 48.
R.I.P. Charlie Murphy.
There's so much snitching going on in this episode.
But
no, if you're going to tell the story, say it right. So, me and Versa Style, back in the day, the group I used to be in when I was, you know, a connoisseur of rap. So, back when we was rapping, we had this show at Northern Illinois University. We opened up for Black Tie. And for Chingy.
Y'all chose that.
Now, I don't know how we got to that place. I don't know why we was backstage. But we got to the point that it was like, hey, we need y'all to go on for a few more minutes because Tyrese is fucking hoes. So you hearing girls in the background like, can I rub on your bald head?
That's what they were saying.
And so he was like,
you
yeah,
know, gray, just
call me Black Tie.
I can't jump.
Give me that bald head dick.
That's what he was giving.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, Northern Illinois. These are reasons why you're going to forever be in the MAC conference. You put on mid-major shit. Who was in charge of booking a show that headlined Tyrese and Chingy?
And Chingy.
Okay. There was a lot of other options out here, my man. There were many other people. You could have had the Young Guns. Well, we talked about them earlier. They were bubbling at the time. There was a lot of other shit you could have did, but you didn't get even Tyrese. You got Black Tie.
Black Tie. Mm.
And the worst part about it, he was like, dim the lights, and he turned his hat backwards, and he was like, Tyrese no longer exists.
Oh, my fucking shit. Right,
there is only Black Tie. He did the Batman. No lie. He did the fucking Batman. He had the grizzled voice and everything.
Turned his hat around like over the top.
Dude, he was like R. Kelly. He was like R. Kelly with the Zorro mask.
Oh, no.
And as women's pussies dried up.
No,
this was Black Tie. The nigga was trying to be 50 Cent at the time and he was rapping.
He was rapping.
Black Tie is a rapper.
Okay.
He wasn't singing to the hoes. He was rapping to the hoes.
Oh, no.
And the bitch was like, boo! You heard Riley in the background like, boo this nigga!
Yes. You suck.
It was garbage. And then he started singing again. The bitches was wet again. So.
Yeah.
What are you singing, Sweet Lady?
Yes, he ended the show on Sweet Lady.
Coca-Cola commercial.
Good. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's really the only song I know that nigga got. Like, did he ever do some other shit?
Yeah, he got. Yeah.
And then he got the nerve to say he better than Genuine.
He had a song that was number one last year.
I remember that nigga on the bus and then Baby Boy. And that was it.
So,
he's a better actor than singer. But just
and Martin. Speaking of delusional rappers, so you know we forgot to touch on the new Pac.
Oh shit!
Greatest rapper of all time.
Turn up.
Troy Ave is out here going through delusions of grandeur, and I just want to start this off by saying, any nigga, we've been to traffic court. No shit, we wouldn't do at traffic court. Any nigga who goes to court in a state with the worst gun laws ever, in our union at least. You know, London got some crazy gun laws. But any nigga goofy enough to show up to court with a bulletproof vest on, a mink, and a hat that says, make water whipping great again. My nigga, what the fuck are you doing?
Bro.
This nigga is doing...
life decisions.
This nigga is doing many interviews. I've never seen somebody lay out the rope. In the way that Charlamagne them laid the rope out for this nigga. Now,
he was so kind.
I will say that I do look at Troy Ave with more respect now, because at least I get where he coming from. He is going through a psychosis right now.
Yes.
So I understand. He probably been going through it for a while now.
But he busts his gun.
Yeah.
Here's the greatest thing about his outfit is when he gets out, that bad decision is going to be the first thing they hand back to him.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's just talk about some of the decisions that Troy Ave has made.
That's stupid.
Can I tell you what Troy Ave would say whenever you talk about one?
What?
Like, just, I'm going to respond like Troy when you bring up the fuck shit.
Okay. Thank you. So, Troy Ave, let's talk about some of the fuck shit. Okay, the outfit to court.
You know, I'm a Brooklyn nigga. I stay fresh, you know, at all times. You know, this is before anything. You know, I'm going to let the judge know. If you going to give a sentence, you're giving the sentence to a fresh nigga.
Driving around on Christmas Eve in a Maserati in the hood.
Because I know niggas want to take my top off because I was probably going to snitch. So I'm like, I dare you in this red. You ain't no killer nigga.
Red Maserati.
You ain't no killer pussy. Nigga, I can hit the trunk button and your ass gonna jump and I'm gonna get away,
now,
nigga.
We killed Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy really shot a nigga, right? We killed Soulja Boy for explaining what happened, right? We kind of should be killing Troy Ave. We know he really shot a nigga. We got video evidence, the snitching episode of him shooting a nigga. But, Joe, some of this shit.
First off, I ain't shooting no nigga. I got shot twice and shot at a nigga.
How does Troy Ave fix his mouth? To question his homeboy's mother for wanting to bury him in North Carolina instead of New York.
Okay, this shit getting borderline disrespectful because I can say some shit, but it be
no. Go ahead and say shit. I mean, we already snitched on everybody.
it's your son, but it's my nigga.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're gonna let you cook.
That's what I told you, nigga.
We're gonna let you cook.
Next question.
Hey, online.
I really, and also, off Troy Ave for a second, I found it. Who's Charlamagne in the podcast game? Who is best friend?
Schultz.
Black.
Combat Jack.
Okay, Tagstone.
Okay.
Because we was gonna get the 50 more niggas.
No, I wasn't trying to fuck. I wasn't trying to make the total session episode. Lance Stevenson is best friend.
So, we know how Charlamagne feel about Tagstone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. We know Tagstone's, well, alleged role in Troy Ave's situation. We know what Tagstone's in jail for, at least.
Yeah.
The snitching episode.
I found it really awkward. Now, I understand Charlamagne's a professional, but I found it really awkward that he was sitting there interviewing a nigga who got your man cooked, your man was shooting at, whatever happened. I understand you're a professional, but that was some real weird
being
shit.
Being somebody who look up to Charlamagne somewhat, I don't necessarily respect his stance on this.
He's short as fuck.
But true. I'm talking about
accomplishment. Oh, you mean, okay.
Sorry. I'm talking that nigga. But no, you know it's how y'all talking about Robert Greene and shit?
Yeah.
Anybody down here that's a nigga ass nigga that's never read the 48 Laws of Power?
Hey, nigga.
The last
nigga.
Law is assumed formlessness. He always talk about on the podcast how I don't have no allegiance to nobody. I'm going to do what helped me come up. Mm-hmm. And with that shit, he said, like, I pray for tax. I pray for banger family, but I'm going to do what I got
to
do.
Hey, real quick, niggas. Y'all might have to read something outside of 48 Laws of Power. Yeah. Because you niggas have been quoting 48 Laws of Power for about 15 years. There's been many books written since.
Hey, let
Charlamagne know. So,
he's shooting shots to see the guy.
You niggas going to... Yeah, Charlamagne. You going to have to stop telling me about the 48 Laws of Power.
Hey. Little beach ass bitch.
I would never even have to buy the 48 Laws of Power because you speak about it so much. There are so many other books.
And The Secret.
I'm sure you read a cookbook. Read me some recipes. Tell me what Tony Danza said in his book. There's a lot of shit going on that you can tell me about, okay? Bobby Brown fried chicken and cocaine. Tell me about that, Charlamagne. I don't understand how we gotta keep referring back to 48 Laws of Power, but Troy Ave, this nigga's going through it.
You know, all that hate come with it, though.
Those know that, Joe, this shit crazy. Y'all got any thoughts about this shit? Like, the nigga, he feel like he Tupac.
Yeah.
New Pac.
I laid the bait out there. I'm glad one of y'all took it. So he called himself the New Pac. He got the album cover where he is pretty much his life and different shit that happened to Tupac. He just did a diss song where he sampled "I Ain't Mad at You."
Right.
This shit's getting weird.
I concur.
I think it's just what he's doing. Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, I mean, I think he's doing shit for attention.
Yeah.
Yes, all that's right. The sad part. So, yes. Nigga, you have been damn near murdered twice.
Yeah.
inside of 6 months.
Yeah.
Fam, like.
But, I mean, what you expect him to do?
He need to get down with God's Property.
do
a stomp remix. Because there's a testimony that he has right now. Right. He needs to shift all the way. Remember when R. Kelly allegedly had sex with my classmate? Snitching episode. R. Kelly didn't come out with
name?
Huh?
What's her Twitter name now?
I can tell you her real name once the mic goes off.
What if they recording this podcast on a wire?
Snitching episode.
Oh, no.
So, when R. Kelly allegedly did his acts of a videotape that everybody passed around, that I accidentally taped over with a White Sox game.
wow.
Fucking, He didn't come back with no sexy music. He came back with "You Saved Me." Mm-hmm. God damn it. "Heaven, yeah. I Need a Hug." Yeah. Then he started stepping. Mm-hmm. Then he started fucking bitches in the kitchen again.
Yep.
You have to have steps, Troy Ave. You can't show up in court with a bulletproof vest on, a mink, and a "Make Water Whipping Great Again" hat. You cannot continue to call yourself Dope Boy Troy.
You know what? He's doing it because he hasn't had that much shine. This is like exactly. the first yes. time. His,
he looking
you know what
for
I'm
it. Yeah, he
so, I mean, at the end of the day, he's going to do it. Yeah.
He trying
that's
to,
why
Kevin Gates.
He's trying to sell his whole career off of
Kevin
this situation.
Gaze, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that can end up getting your ass killed.
Because these niggas is not playing no
ain't
more.
Ain't no coming back for that shit.
Right.
But he going to sell it. He gonna sell it hard.
I mean, yeah. I don't wish that on no dude. Like, yeah. I hope the shit plays out. Tax get out and Troy able to drop an album and shit. But we from Chicago. Like, rappers die a lot. So the shit he's doing exactly. ain't really, yeah. like, it's
we
like.
Seen it
but the difference, ahead, right. the difference is, right. like, the Chicago rappers that no die are really just street niggas that rap that's, as a hobby.
That's what Troy wanted to be.
Yeah,
so
no, but this
he
nigga
wants you to believe
it. This yeah. nigga is actually able to go and do radio interviews yeah. at the biggest station.
Hey,
he actually out here doing shows.
Okay. So he the Tupac, right?
Yes.
Tupac was a art student that went out west and said, "I'm a real game banger," and died yeah. like one. So Troy F wants to be perceived as a street nigga. He really wants y'all to believe that shit. And he gonna fuck around and go out like that if he don't calm down. He might be the Tupac.
And we trying to take give him an intervention to yeah. save this young brother.
I'm the same respect Tupac as he is. That's Troy Shakur.
You know why? Why he was shooting so wild in the club?
Why?
His eyes are beady.
Was it the Hennessy?
He couldn't see what the fuck was going on. Blind is a big part of our podcast. He's another eye problem. Okay?
I just can't wait for him to fake his death.
Wait, Tupac fake his death? Hey, did y'all see the shit that somebody Tupac got arrested last month? No, it was some shit like they got a arrest affidavit from last month that say Tupac Amaru Shakur is the dude name. It had the height and weight. He's 45 years old. Had the same birthday as Tupac.
Hey, that's so, Photoshop.
Niggas gotta quit.
Please stop.
But what if?
Regardless, the fucking message Tupac had, you know what I'm saying? You see how it resonated in people.
No.
Troy Ave music ain't resonating in shit. That's out the window.
He just makes the corniest decisions.
But he gave you such hits like doo-doo.
His music is like homework.
Y'all see the video he had that was like a sex tape?
Yeah.
It sounds terrible.
He's talking about some people have sex tapes. We had a video that turned into real sex. Man. What the fuck are you talking
He's
about?
He's really stroking the bitch in the video.
Yes,
if
he really
imagine,
he
is.
He really probably, got his meat in the bitch. Like,
they
he really
paid some chick off Craigslist to like twerk in the video.
Yeah, and he ended up fucking her.
Yeah. And they just let the camera on.
He sounded
and she
like
was
the
going
ladies'
right
man
off of the tape.
Right. I think you said that shit to me.
No, I don't think so.
But you did?
I seen that shit.
But
regardless,
the fucking shit
that dick went in, she went,
I just turned my way to $1 million.
Her body froze up like she was getting pulled off an airplane in that bitch. Hey,
need to be a little bit more like 50, get shot 9 more times.
Yeah. 7.
Seven.
Wait, how many times?
Tupac
got shot
9.
Tupac got shot, what, 11?
Oh, yeah.
This is hood math. All right. I don't even know why. Once we get the real numbers, I don't even know what it's going to do for
right.
us.
Right. Hey, with Troy, man, I just want to say, like, he do got a chance that he can really put out some good music,
right.
like, if he sit down and really put his mind to it. Because when he come off all this, man, people going to be checking him out. I know it, man. Nah, man. Yeah.
Nino about to explode.
He's
you see him over there. It's like the kiddo getting hot. But I don't know. He got the ball in the corner. You stupid. He got the ball in the corner. Like, I mean.
But the thing is, like, he's been through it.
He's a 75 on 2K.
When he go, he's going to come home. Because I don't. When he's going to come home as what? Like 50 years old when he come home, right?
Is it?
I don't think he's going to go away, really.
You don't?
I mean, I'm not.
For at least a gun, he's going to go away.
He gonna go away, but he gonna go away for the other gun. Because you know how you read up on the other shit?
Yeah.
New York shit.
They put that gun that he was shooting with on text. And when he pulled up to the hospital, he had other bangers in the car, and they trying to hit him with that gun charge. But the murder shit, I don't think they gonna hit him with that.
No.
Well, they not gonna get him for the murder, because they know he didn't the one that did.
So he might be like 3 years.
But he will get assault with a deadly weapon and having a possession of it.
Yeah. They might claim self-defense.
Because if it's New York, it's mandatory, low-key.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the gun. Like, he might get the gun charged, but the what you call it?
If it's three guns, you get three a gun.
Okay, he might get a quick 9-piece.
Nine piece
ain't
straight
shit ever
balls.
Been quick about 9 years.
Quick. Wait a minute. First off, nigga, I'm a real street
that's
nigga.
That's a decade. Damn near.
Nigga, I'm a real street nigga. I stand tall on this nine, nigga.
You know what's funny about New York? They slang gonna be the same when you get out of jail. Hey, y'all niggas need to update that slang. I'm watching The Get Down, and niggas is talking the exact same as they talking now. I'm like, you niggas need some new slang. Nah, you be goddamn if you find somebody in Chicago say a girl boss derbed them. Because I slang changed.
Like 96?
Elevate your slang, New York. What the fuck is going on? You elitist with your words.
You mean you don't be with your bitch chalooping?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know what chalooping meant when chalooping came out.
See, I was in high school then.
When I was still in high school, they were saying chalooping.
They were?
Yeah, and I didn't know what the fuck
we
chalooping was.
We should 2 years apart, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm 15 years old.
But it, that little what? 2 years. Because I remember the first time I heard that, I was like, really? That's what y'all niggas say now? Yeah. What about hoes? Buses?
Yeah.
Yeah, hoes has been,
hoes is universal.
They got get-togethers, but they're like, I remember when I cuffed
bus
you.
Bus now hoes.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. The oldest
I remember
that you were looking
when,
for was 2 years.
A Fifi was a girl.
Yeah.
Now it's a party.
That's a party.
How the fuck did that happen?
I still call it
but
for the girl.
The party and the girl like, pussy could be.
Oh, now, Nina, you to put it together.
Fifi and
the
bitch.
Say it again.
He said it's a party
in
the pussy.
Fifi on the
party in the pussy.
That's why we're going to call it Fifi now. Yeah, that's why our Fifi's name. Yeah, party in the pussy. I like that.
Now we snitch on ourselves.
Shout out to UGK.
Yeah. That's okay. They gonna start saying that shit.
Hey, what else we gotta hit?
We might be in fuck shit time.
Okay. Yo mama so black now.
Yo mama so little. That bitch relapsed in the bathtub.
So,
1, 2, 3.
Shit, I mean, ain't got no fuck shit this
man,
week,
man. I just
want
to say, man, R.I.P. Charlie Murphy, man.
Yeah, man.
That was crazy.
Yeah, rip Charlie Murphy, man. That hurt me. You know what I'm saying?
Let's all talk about the Charlie Murphy moment when he, like, first when he realized, fuck Eddie Murphy, this is, like, Charlie.
Damn!
Okay,
I'm not saying fuck him, like, fuck Eddie, but, like,
Charlie had his own identity.
He did, in my opinion,
and I think my brothers will say the same thing, Eddie Murphy is the greatest of all time. Now, that's because I was born when I was born. Right. So a lot of people that's older than me would be like, "Nah, it's George Carlin or it's Richard Pryor." But for me, it's Eddie Murphy. It's always gonna be when I go in my own house and motherfuckers make Eddie Murphy gay jokes, we damn near be about to box. You're not finna sit up here and besmirch Eddie Murphy in my presence, okay? I damn near got a raw tattoo. I had to get talked down from it, okay? I'm probably going to get buried in a red leather suit.
This nigga okay. said he gets a lot of bad decisions on his stand. He's talking about
See, that's why you got to sit closer because nobody heard that. Hold Ian on. Said it's a lot of bad decisions on my skin, and that's the funniest shit in the world.
We're not talking about the album.
That's pain in my truth.
not fuck Eddie, but like, when did y'all realize Charlie was that nigga? I kick it off.
Charlie wasn't that nigga until Chappelle.
Yeah.
I thought Charlie was funny in CP4.
Can I tell y'all why Charlie was that nigga to me?
What?
Because this is snitching episode. Way before my brother was married, he had a white chick out in the burbs and shit, and he was stuck babysitting me, so he took me in the car, we hitting hella toes and shit, and he bring me to this house. This is a big-ass mansion, and him and his white girl go upstairs. He's like, I got a movie for you to watch. It's CB4. I'm like, I don't want to see this shit. I want to go home. I want to play Mortal Kombat. And this nigga like, man, they got Eddie Murphy's brother in it. It's funny. And then I seen the shit, and I seen MC Gusto for the first time, and I laughed my ass off. I was like, "Eight, this shit was hilarious." Like, good point. Ever since then, I know Charlie Murphy was like somebody
Gusto for the first time.
Gusto,
yeah. MC Gusto was Chris,
yeah,
nigga.
But yeah, no, you right. CB4 was for me too.
For me, it was either that or it was Jungle Fever. I'm sorry, like it's just because he was just fly as hell. He was fly as hell, nigga. You feel?
I got some Jungle Fever shit for y'all in a second. When did Charlie make an impact on you?
I would say CB4, even though I still think NWH is the better movie.
Yes, niggas with hats.
We all do.
Yeah. Favorite Black Hat?
Yes.
I feel you on that.
But also Players Club.
Great one.
Yeah, don't forget him.
Yeah,
on Players Club.
I'm going to make you do something to feel great.
With that little smile.
He was just always a real nigga on something.
Yes.
Always.
Right. He was the same nigga in every movie. What about the comedians? What's y'all Charlie Murphy?
He's a scary motherfucker. The first time I saw him, I was like, he was like Eddie Murphy with a demon in him. Like, he had the root in his face.
So the funniest thing that Charlie Murphy ever did to me on stage was get booed off the stage and take it personal. which most comedians will tell you that that's not what we do. We gonna bomb sometime. Yeah, you know, I follow a lot of comedians. I think being a stand up is the greatest shit in the world. Like the way you can control the room. I think stand ups have brilliant minds. That way you can
keep the money.
You can put who? Yeah, yeah. No. He went up there. It was like, fuck y'all, check. And ripped the check up. And y'all can have the shit.
But he kept
and he ripped the check up. Yeah. That was the illest shit ever. You know what I'm saying? Because he's like, he was like, I got 3 more shows this week.
Yeah.
And ripped the check up. So that was some real nigga shit.
The first shit I ever saw, he did a stand up thing, and there was that fear of like, he just jumped into stand up. He'd been famous for a while, but he wasn't doing stand up. Mm-hmm. And he had a joke in there about choking a dog out, where I was like fucking in tears. I don't even remember what the joke was. I just know I was like, God damn, this motherfucker's hilarious. Yeah. So choke your dogs.
Animal cruelty.
That's from a white man. Like, I don't know. If
that's next level shit. Yeah. Wait, hold on. This is a historic moment.
Choke your dog. Hit your kids.
He's wearing Wu-Tang though.
We need to call up Guinness. Texas. We need to call up the Guinness book.
That's Ian, our resident white guy. He wants y'all to choke your dogs and kiss them in the mouth.
This from the 46 laws of power.
So cute. All
right. The white man's 46 laws. We didn't need 7. All right. We're better than that. They need an extra one. It's learn how to read. It's real racism. I just dropped it right there. What you gonna do?
Hey, mistakes, man. Y'all was talking about, real quick, since we in the fuck shit hour, we was talking about, what movie you just say?
Jungle Fever. Yeah.
The best crackhead of all time.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Samuel Jackson scenes.
What?
If you could just go to YouTube and type in, what's his name, Gator on the?
Gator.
Joe. Yeah. Samuel Jackson was the funniest, best, most layered crackhead of all time.
Don't forget how he did.
And you know how he did real crack smoke research. Yeah. You know, to nail the really emotion. Like, yo, the nigga, when he started dancing for the money, yo, the funniest shit in the world. Didn't he get shot?
Yeah.
Didn't Daddy shot him, shoot him with some shit? They replayed Marvin Gaye's death in that movie.
Yep.
Joe, that shit funny crazy as hell, Joe.
It was so like,
hey, that was a Marvin Gaye got shot by his daddy joke. They really wasn't trying to redo Marvin Gaye's
anybody
life.
Anybody that's never seen the movie, like, it's the part with Samuel L. Jackson. He aggressively dances his daddy into a corner. That's why he get his ass shot. Like, he look him dead in the eye. And it popped like at the nigga, like, what the fuck you gonna do, nigga?
What we talking this about?
That's the way to get your ass smoked.
He was moving his shoulders around like Tetris pieces. Like, the bones were reformed. In the skin.
The funniest shit.
You pop lock on your daddy, you get your ass smoked.
Man, online.
Don't do that.
That was a Holly Berry.
Yeah. You gotta start something.
Don't pop no shit.
Oh, Holly Berry did a whole bunch of hood movies.
Oh, yeah. Before she became Miss Holly.
Before she was, like, sucking on monster balls.
Y'all remember Strictly Business? Anybody remember Strictly Business?
I remember Swordfish when she took her titties out.
That was a level. Yeah, right
before
the
monster ball. He know the scene,
the
minute on the VCR.
It's 17:23
and 46:12. When that caramel nipple popped out.
You freeze frame. If I'm on point, Monster Ball came out right in my prime jack-off years. I think at 42:17 you can catch up. Make me feel good.
Wait a minute.
Just make me feel good.
When did your prime jack-off years start?
About 12, 13.
And are you still LeBroning right now? Are you still...
Or you Jordan
on the women? Are you not slowing down?
I'm definitely Asian like Wang in the jack-off years. You know what I'm saying?
Right now, he's got it down to where he can get a before-work nut off. In 6 minutes, okay?
No, fuck, you gotta stretch it out because it's practice for bitches. You wanna take a good 20?
You know, they got pills at the gas station mixed with a Red Bull.
Oh, shit, this the first
that
shit
you
out,
can
right?
Nail a bitch down.
First off, Trace ass finna have a stroke with that shit, but this the fuck shit out. It's his show on lap.
Never
it's
had a stroke, but I got a stroke.
bro, it's his show on A&E called Live PD. It's his show called Live PD, where these fuck nigga ass cops pull people over in real time. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they do this to show people face on TV, but I was watching this shit last night. They pulled over a dude, smelled some weed in his car in Carolina. They searching this shit with the camera. They pop up in this shit, you see all the gas station dick pills. National TV. National, he like, what it is, man, you know.
Hey.
That's when you turn the hat around backwards and go, this isn't Tyrese. Black tie. In black tie, I need some help getting his dick up tonight.
Hey, you know what? I know we just didn't fuck shit out, but I got some real shit I've been talking about. So, I'm sorry, we're going to have to cut the jag off talk to a minimum. We may have time to get back, though. So if y'all got some good stories, keep them. Put well, that's whiteboard. Right. I'm gonna shoot back around the room. Best jag off story. Now, because I got a whew, I got one. Put me right to sleep. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you in a second.
My
team gave me research on nighttime Johnson and Johnson lotion, the purple one. Okay, but hey, that's I'm gonna stop right one. There. I'm gonna stop right there.
Keys.
Is Janet Jackson a gold digger?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
No, why the fuck was she? She got her own money.
But
why
she don't.
That doesn't mean you can't gold dig. She kind of did.
5 years and 2 months. Hope fuck her money.
Six years.
I'm
going
with no.
Why?
It's Janet Jackson.
That's
weird. That's weird. That's crazy.
It's not like it's a reputable family.
Oh, you're so stupid. When did you fight for rights?
When did Jermaine do this?
That's ignorant.
Last week.
When was Jermaine touching kids?
He's still doing it.
Hey, somebody got to tell
it was
that.
Never Michael. It was
all Michael Jackson wanted to do was climb trees.
That's it.
And drain Jesus juice.
Yep.
That's all.
And Jermaine, play with bubbles.
But you know what? Monkey. The fact that Jermaine's process... hard jailed
nigga
box that he been rocking
oh,
with the painted headline for the last 14 years makes me think he touched somebody's damn kid.
I feel like he scraped his forehead and used that as the jail for the motherfucking Cool Whip dude.
Oh, I'm glad you took it back to the dude and not to touching kids.
Nah.
Alright.
You can respect that finger wave.
My man. Hey, but Janet.
Shout out to Jermaine Jackson beautician.
Janet, here's how you are a gold digger. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care that you did a song with Busta Rhymes. I don't care about the moth and the flame that sits by the fire. Okay?
We don't care about Jermaine Dupri.
I don't care about Jermaine Dupri. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And the emancipation of Mimi.
We don't give a shit about you whipping your titty out either.
I don't care about Ty Bridges.
I don't care about the AIDS test with Tupac.
I don't care about Q-Tip being your man.
What was the song she did with Blackstreet?
The No Diggity remix. I don't know.
Was it the remix?
I just
it was a gang of titties in that video.
I don't care about gonna make your body wet. The fact that you had to be married for 5 years and you lasted 5 years and 2 months to get $500 million, that's a lot of fives. You are a gold digger. You gold dust.
Oh shit!
You got
these Jackson. Let me tell you something.
These Jackson just pulled up.
Hello. Let him cook.
What up, Pop?
What's going down?
We talking about Janet Jackson.
Oh, Janet. Oh, she all right. She cool. Mm-hmm. Well, look, I just don't want to stay long. I just want to miss y'all a happy Easter, and for all of y'all out there in Easterland, all you guys around there with them pretty women and everything, you eating them eggs, farting on that girl. Don't be like Chuck Berry and fart in her face. You may be sorry in the morning.
It's the Lord's day.
That's right. So it ain't your day, it's the Lord's day. But I don't know why y'all eating these eggs and shit.
Hey, you know, sometimes when you don't know how to cook and you got a pot of water, you say, man, let me just go ahead and let these eggs go ahead and boil.
See, now you think you got a chicken. That ain't fried chicken, that's boiled egg. That's something that will make you want to leave yourself. See, I know all about them eggs. See, them eggs will make you get a divorce.
Damn.
Make you run back on a plane.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, all right.
You thinking you done went out and had yourself a nice meal and now you finna go at home and chill, you gonna mess around and lose that girl.
You gonna be out there with the sour ass?
I'm telling you. Ass all out.
Cause you gonna be smelling like the south side of Africa is what you're saying.
Oh no, that side smell pretty good.
No, it smell like
it's the other side.
It smell like burnt kangaroo down there.
Burnt kangaroo. Burnt kangaroo. Oh, that's supposed to be smelling like that motherfucker I was chasing one time. I was going to tear his ass loose.
It's the Moab.
Boy, that some bitch was running, man.
Got the Moabs.
You know, I was going to kick his ass. I ain't going to lie. That motherfucker was running, boy. He was stinking. I think he shitted on himself.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know, I normally make a motherfucker shit on himself.
Yeah, the streets.
You know, when you got one of them things in your hand, that motherfucker will shit.
Click,
point at the ground, right. Told him dance. By large.
Motherfucker was running, boy. Some of that shit shooting out his ass. He was trying, he was going sideways. We'd be like this. I said, God damn, look at him. I didn't look at him run. I said, I ain't trying to catch that motherfucker.
Smell like shit.
Yeah, he, man, that motherfucker was stinking, man.
Shit dry.
Hey, you know why? I'm going to tell you something. You know, everybody got a fucked up life, fucked up past, something fucked up about you. But anyway.
Tell the truth, shame the devil.
I had went down to jail, went to jail. They call it the penitentiary. We call it penitentiary, but that's been a long time. But I was up in there and there was some more motherfuckers from the hometown up in there and shit, you know. I come up in there, motherfucker, hey, what up, man? I said, hey, what's up? And then I noticed there was one, he called himself a bad motherfucker. Hey man, who's sponsoring this shit? Is this E and J?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah,
E&J.
You know, yeah. E&J. Well, look, I'm going to tell y'all, get y'all some E&J. Then make sure you get you a nice big old shot when you out there. Because when after midnight, that ugly woman, she become a fine motherfucker, I tell you. Ooh-wee. So you just keep on drinking that E&J. Ooh-wee. And that J&E, what, you know, E&J. Yeah, okay, that's what it is.
The irking jerk right
there. Yeah, the irking jerk. You know what I'm saying? See, them pretty women go home before midnight. They lose
you gotta get
out.
A final call.
They lose out on all the fun, but you drink enough E&J, that ugly son bitch in the corner look really good, I'm telling you. I don't give a damn she ain't got but one tube in her motherfucking mouth. She look good. Boy, I'm telling you, especially when she's down below your knee.
We don't need no teeth for that.
She's a pretty sight.
We don't need no teeth for that.
She's a pretty motherfucker then, I'm telling you, boy. Before she on her knees, god damn, boy. I'm telling you. Well, we're going to get off of that. But anyway, you know, I was down there, and, you know, over there in the Ville there.
Stateville? You
know, Stateville.
Damn.
Rough motherfucker, I tell you. Boy, you walk up in there, you better be a motherfucking man. I ain't lying. But some of them went in a man and come out, you know, them. They wasn't no motherfucking man when they came out. But I was going through there, motherfucker hollering at me, hey, what up, man, you know. I knew the motherfucker from the town, you know. So I stopped to holler at him, you know, but I got to keep walking, you know. And I know I smell some shit. You know, the toilet was way behind this motherfucker. And he wasn't sitting down, he was standing up. But I didn't know, you know, this motherfucker was getting hit, you know. I'm like, you know. And when I found out the motherfucker was a faggot, I didn't want to talk to the motherfucker no more. Cause, you know, they say them motherfuckers run in a pack. And I ain't in that motherfucking pack.
You know? I like it.
Yeah. I ain't in that motherfucking pack. But I'm going to tell you this here, and I'm going to get on upstairs. I had a little fight up in the motherfucker, you know. You know, you're locked up 23-1. So since I got that little one, I want to go out and do my little workout and get my shit and take me a shower and shit. So I come in my house, and when I come in the house, my cellie, he ran the fuck out. I don't know what was wrong with him. I'm in there, I'm getting my shit together. Here two motherfuckers step up in there, and I say, what the fuck you want?
What's up?
And they come in there, they looking, so I'm like, damn, you know, they kind of surround me a little bit. I said, well, you know, what the fuck these motherfuckers want? I just got through working out. I'm tight.
Now
I done got even tighter because I don't know what these motherfuckers want. So I had to pick out which motherfucker I'm going to hit first, you know. So we got the humbugging up in that motherfucker, so I think they were coming. I think they were coming for some pussy, but I don't have no pussy.
Fucked around and got the
rigmarole. We was working out up in there, so one motherfucker, he split and left me and his other motherfucker in there together. Man, listen here. When we got through, the only spot on my body where I didn't have a hickey was the palm of my hand and the bottom of my motherfucking feet. And then the warden called us up in there. He said, okay, what happened to you? I said, man, I slipped on that motherfucking shit in the damn shower. He said, you's a damn lie. You don't get them many knots on your motherfucking head in no shower. I said, well, you know, some shit happened. He said, well, what happened? You want to go to, protected custody?
PC.
Oh, PC, Punk City. I said, hell no.
Let's hashtag that.
I said, put me back in GP. Yeah. I want to go back to general population.
All right.
So I went back to general population, and when I was going to my cell, my house, motherfucker walked up and said, here you go, Slim. Gave me a pack of cigarettes. I said, hey, man, look, I ain't on that bullshit. He said, no, man, it ain't like that, huh? So I took the cigarettes because I ain't had no more. So I took them and I got in my house. I had a whole lot of groceries. I said, what the fuck is this? So my cellar, he was gone. They wanted to fuck him and they ran into the wrong motherfucker. Hey, this ain't coming from off no E and J. I ain't had shit to drink yet. This is sponsored by E and J Brandy. You understand? Hey, you know you. Hey, what you looking at me for? You little pretty ass girl. I see you. Wait till midnight. Your ass in trouble. You little ugly motherfucker, you, I like it. That's all right.
She pretty, though.
Yeah, she is.
She pretty, though.
Oh, you's a fine-ass child. You know what I'm saying? Me and you going to get some Easter eggs and some jelly beans. I'm going to shoot a couple of them jelly beans up your ass. I'm going to get them. You know what I mean? Have you ever had jelly beans coming out your coochie? Girl, I bet you that's a sweet sight.
Yes.
But now, you, that other friend you got, the one with them long fingernails, I bet you her cat tastes like, goddamn it, fingernail polish. You gonna need some remover if you eat that thing. You need fingernail remover to swallow to get that damn fingernail polish out your mouth. Y'all girls need to stop playing with that thing. Come on, see this man. not me. I'm married. Not me. I ain't talking about me. Don't get that shit wrong. You gonna fuck around and get my head busted, woman. You know? A lot of guys around here. Look, this is from it. This man eating.
Yeah, he was eating a leg.
Oh, he was eating a leg, and it damn sure wasn't no chicken. But look, this is an E&J brand. I'm going to let y'all know what it is. I ain't drinking it. I used to. Boy, that shit was good, man, too. I'm telling you. Yeah. Had you ugly motherfucker looking good. I ain't going to lie.
Always do.
I was pimping some of you ugly motherfuckers. Boy, y'all was sweet to me. But I want to ask you one question. Why you son of a bitch had to fuck with them drugs? As long as you wasn't fucking with them drugs, y'all made money. Soon as y'all start fucking with them drugs, y'all bitches was broke.
Preach.
You know, don't mess with drugs. Just get your ass on up there and do your thing.
Mm-hmm. Say no
pretty
drugs.
Pretty ugly ass motherfucker, you. All right, look, this is E&J Brandy again. I'm just letting you know. Somebody got to pay this motherfucking bill, and it ain't me. So y'all have a nice Easter. Man. Get your hand off that thing.
Come over here,
hey, man. Hey, damn, there's a lot of men up here. Y'all need to bring your ass on over here before I go to sleep. I'm just want to say that's all I want to say. Y'all have a nice Easter and Happy New Year. No, it ain't New Year, is it?
No, but somewhere.
Yeah.
It's somewhere.
That's somewhere. That son bitch that didn't get no coochie last night, it's New Year's to that motherfucker. And it's sponsored by E&J. Just keep on.
Make a resolution.
A resolution. What? A resolution?
To get some pussy.
Oh, okay. Here's a resolution. Goddamn, I ain't fighting nobody.
No.
Oh, that's a resolution.
Shout out to E&J to lick it.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? When you drink that shit, you can't remember a damn thing. So what you do in the dark, don't worry about the light. You won't remember no damn way.
Amen.
This is brought to you by E&J Brandy. And drink a lot of it.
Please.
Y'all have a nice night.
Thank you.
I'm steady trying to find the
motive. Can I
go back him up?
Hey, look.
Snitching was done. So we went all the way back to the 70s without snitching.
So look. I just got to tie a bow on that. So this is what just happened, right? I was talking about Janet Jackson being a gold dick. I saw Jack's daddy come behind me with two fingers in the air on both hands, right? So I knew it was about to go down. So if you notice, I just stopped talking because it was time for me to let him cook. And what'd he do?
He cooked.
Like a motherfucker.
This motherfucking master chef.
All type of meat that was just turned over fricasseed on that motherfucker. He cooked.
Tell me that nigga ain't just pulled a beer on the ribs.
So...
did for the season, extra season.
So
right
the
now,
story
man.
Took right. us a lot of places.
I think that's
there was a fight,
was
a near. There was a fight.
That was Mudbone.
There was a near rape.
Yeah.
There was cigarettes handed off.
Yep.
There was mad groceries in the house.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bitch ass Sally that ran out because he was about to get fucked.
Shit.
I'm just trying to take y'all through what I just went through.
Some commissary.
Somewhere in the next 45 minutes, I'm gonna go to sleep. I'm praying that all them niggas from that story don't show up in my dream. We had a start somewhere around some Easter eggs.
Yeah.
And then we went from Easter eggs to jail.
Yeah, turn up. It was real quick.
farting on a ugly bitch.
Yeah, in her mouth.
E and J.
Yeah.
Drunk.
E and J again.
Make a bitch look good.
E and J one more time.
Fart on a girl.
E and J.
Go to jail, E&J, go to the shower, hickeys all on your body.
E&J, though.
Now, I got nervous when the hickeys was on the body because I haven't heard that old school slang before. I didn't know that was bruising. Because if you remember, you got a chance to rewind this. See, this is live for us right now. You got a chance to rewind this. We went from two niggas coming in there trying to fuck to hickeys all on the body. I got nervous. I was like, this can't be how Jax found out. but let me just tell you. Let me just tell you.
Brothers were so gay they were raping with smooches.
This is
this, head to toe.
This is
covering
the,
your toes in smooches. Stay down. Stay down.
That was
you gonna take these kids
liberate.
Suck on his neck. You like that? You like
that? That was the best 15 minutes in the history of our podcast. Now Treezy's poem right about old bitches is a solid second place. Okay. Cause Treezy, you know, he fucking them old bitches. But that last 15 minutes, I just want y'all to feel as good as I feel right now. That's why I gave you the recap, the post game show, or what just happened. I've never drank E&J in my life. I feel like I'm supposed to start now. I feel like this is the first day of the rest of my life.
It's your new year.
What just it's, happy yes,
new year. It's your new year.
It's prophecy. Prophecy. The man said happy new year. It's a new year right now. Today going forward is my birthday. Somebody tell me what today is.
Birthday.
Your birthday.
Happy birthday. Who's this on our birthday?
Saturday, April 15th is for me going forward. It's my new birthday, man. I'm one.
Happy birthday.
Stay woke.
Yeah.
So hey, look, man. You kind of got a peek into what we coming from. We talk all this shit because these are what our parents are like. Same. You know what I'm saying?
Life.
That's Maywood culture.
Homegrown. See, I know a lot of y'all didn't know what he meant when he said from the town, but we did. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. The land.
You know what I'm saying?
Make sure we switch it up. The land, man.
So, you know, should we just cut the mic off?
Fuck it.
Because, do anybody want to rap?
Maybe. Yeah, I think we need a rap about snitches.
Okay, let me find I'm going to find a beat, man. Y'all can talk about whatever y'all got going on this week. Anybody want to get a shout-outs? Ian, what you got going on?
My name is Ian Ellis. That's Chicago Open Mic. Got a podcast, but Ian Ellis on iTunes or ianellis.podbean.com. Got my album recording, 420. And then second Sunday, May 14th, come holler at me at Base Camp.
Yes.
Fuck it, yeah. Man, Instagram at Mike Jax, man. MikeJaxx. And my pops, man. That was a...
Hit us with some memes.
Yeah, hit us with some shit, man. Oh, like and share this shit the right way.
Farting jelly beans on bitches. Old man, he really said on them.
Yeah, that was
whoa.
Nice segue.
It's Grade A. Grade708 on Twitter. Or Grade A Plus on Instagram. If you can't spell that, bitch, back. Go on.
Nino Punchlines on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook.
Black Planet.
Black Planet. Mahente.
Plenty of fish.
Yes. Plenty of fish.
POF all day.
Farmers only.
Friendster.
Ooh.
Friendster. Soul Swipe.
Tagged.
Okay.
Tagged. MySpace.
The right way.
Ooh, MySpace.
Sometimes he gets letters in the mail.
Hell yeah. By the way, hey, if you're trying to... going back real quick, let me piggyback off that. Oh, I got you. I was going to say hit my Christian Mingle page.
Yeah. Big Daddy Thang.
There you go.
Hey, yo, man. Follow me, Funny Man Hits on Instagram. So, Facebook, we got Leroy Hits. True. Snapchat, man, be going down. Man, my Snapchat be live, bro. Every day.
Every day.
And holla at B Class.
Yeah, holla at the homie B Class.
Shout out to Freeze.
Oh, Freeze, great business, man.
Hit great at BBWExchange.com.
Toys. King_Trill. That's on Instagram. Twitter. I'm from Bellwood. Because I'm from Bellwood. BHBK. Anybody know what that means? Black Heartbreak Kid.
Talk your shit.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I got the looks that drive the girls wild. Mm. King_Trilly on Snapchat. You know what you send me. Alright, we about to wrap. Smoke good, but I fuck better. Bitch, smoke good, but I fuck better. Smoke good, but I fuck better. Smoke good, but I fuck better. Bitch, smoke good, fuck better. 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 I love my shit and I love my life.